I am excited to share with you Quantum Life Mastery School. This is what we offer through Amplify Impact Academy, among many other trainings. However, this is our gold standard training. This is the training that allows you to become one of the top 1% of coaches in the world. That as a master practitioner, once you complete this training, you will be able to guarantee your results in writing to your clients, because you are working with neurology and they will no longer be able to do their problem after you've rewired that neurology. Through this Quantum Life Mastery Schools, you will get 4 designations: as a master practitioner of NLP, a master practitioner of timeline therapy, a master practitioner of hypnotherapy, and a master practitioner of NLP results coaching. And throughout this program, we build on the learnings as you go through the practitioner training, as well as some personal growth trainings to get to that master practitioner level. And this work is so powerful. You will literally, in just working with clients for 10 to 12 hours, transform their lives. And even better, this isn't just for coaches. We call it Quantum Life Mastery Skills because this is literally life skills. We've had people come through that want to be better parents, better partners, better leaders at work. One fellow came through because he knew the power of mindset with his golf game. He wanted to improve his golf game. When you do this work for yourself, your life improves, regardless of whether you're a coach. And the ripple effect of your life improving and up-leveling yourself has profound positive impact on your family and loved ones as well. So check out the link in the show notes to the Amplify Impact Academy Quantum Life Mastery School. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another podcast episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and very, very excited to bring to you today my good friend, Fernando Nunes. Welcome to the show, Fernando.
Yeah, thanks so much, Melissa. Super excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. You are someone I have just met recently at our Azores Business Mastermind and got to know each other really well. And just to introduce you to the audience, Fernando is a dynamic coach, international public speaker, and strategic investor with over 25 years of experience generating 200 million plus in sales across industries like telecommunications, media, and SaaS. Having worked with global brands like Disney, Nike, and Amazon, Fernando knows how to deliver impactful messages that resonate deeply with audiences and inspire real action. Whether he's speaking to entrepreneurs stuck in their growth, professionals looking to transform their mindset, or leaders striving for peak performance, Fernando's talks are all about creating meaningful connection and lasting impact. His energy, authenticity, and actionable insights leave audience not only inspired, but equipped to achieve real results. And I know you will experience that here as a listener of this podcast. So I love going back and getting people's backstories, Fernando, and I would love you to share your story, because of course, it's always a journey that has got you to where you're at today.
For sure. And story is an interesting thing, especially, you know, in the spaces that we kind of both exist in. because a story only tells part of it. But if we kind of go and look back to my, existence, immigrant parents kind of grew up in, and anyone who has parents that have come from another place in the world know that that comes with different values and different ways of being and living. My parents split up when I was pretty young, right? So the early part of my years, it's pretty rough. Alcoholic father, like rough kind of marriage to my parents. They never had a really good relationship with money. So there's like all kinds of things that we could dive deeply into there. But for the sake of keeping it brief, like that shaped a lot of who I kind of was, but at the same time, not really. There was always something that I found different within me in that, like, I mean, I moved out when I was 16 years old. And yet I found from even that age, like accountability was incredibly important to me. Right. And so like I took ownership of the fact that I was living on my own at 16 and like almost homeless because of choices that I made. You kind of want to blame other people, but I made those choices. And so I was always like that from a young age where I was just never settled with where I came from. And I always wanted something better, something more, something different. That kind of ended
Let's
up
just
shaping my
talk,
adult
let's
life.
even just break that down a minute here, because
Yeah.
I know there's lots of listeners that are going to be relating to your story. And we have that childhood programming. It's there. And we either choose to accept it and be that, have the parents as the role model and do what they did, or reject it. And so in your case, you chose to reject it and go out and do it on your own and do it your way, which is why you were also able to see very early on that you could take responsibility for that because you were making those decisions to do something differently.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting that you say it that way because a part of my journey that I'm going through now is understanding that I've come as far as I can consciously. Like, so I think all of the decisions that I made, again, my father drank. I don't drink. Not really. I mean, I'll socially drink once in a while, but I'm not a drinker because I was terrified of it. My father smoked. I've never smoked. There are certain behaviors that my parents had when I was young that I consciously chose. I am not going to be that person. In fact, I'm going to run as far as I can the other direction from that,
The
right?
reject choice, yes.
Yeah. And so it's a conscious thing. But
Yes.
yet, more recently, I kind of felt like I was hitting limits with that. I kind of started digging into the unconscious a little bit of like recognizing there were still limits within my thinking. People would look externally at my life. And they would be like, wow, like, look, you've done so well in your career. You have this amazing job. Like, you make good money. Like, there's all these factors that people would look at me and be like, well, you have it so together. But yet inside, I felt completely unfulfilled. And I felt like there was still hitting these limits. And so I knew that, okay, consciously, I've come as far as I can go. Again, always taking accountability, always been very self-aware. So now what else is there? And so it's recently that I've started to kind of unpack that. Although, yes, I pushed away from that story, there were still these little hooks, right? That are like holding on to you, right? Like, you go walking through a bush and like the little burrs stick to your pants and stuff like that. Like, you made it through, you're like, hey, I'm unharmed. And you realize you're like, I'm covered in burrs. That's kind of like that, right? Like, you start to realize, wait, there's all these little things that are still hooking on to me from when I was little that have really shaped everything from the things that have pushed me to succeed to the things that have held me back from finding that happiness and that satisfaction. So it's really kind of interesting the layers that come with it.
It is so fascinating. And as you said, you've come as far as you can consciously. And there's still so much running in the unconscious, which is outside your awareness. And because it's outside your awareness, you can't yet do anything about it. Because you
Absolutely.
don't know it's there, right? And those are the little burrs that suddenly they show up, but you don't know what they mean, right? They're there, or they're, you're feeling like I'm stuck, or I can't, there's some limit I'm coming up against, because there's still programming from those young years of your life that's running in the background. And that is what's so fascinating about the human mind. And the fact that you know this, I know this, and getting the message out to the world that we can shift that. Your
100%.
programming doesn't have to be your programming for life. We used to hear things like, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, right? We have neuroplasticity. We absolutely can rewire our mind once we know that we can. And that's the message of it, is when you know that you can, then you realize I don't have to live with this, whatever's holding me back. I can seek the support of someone who can help me get access to what's going on in my unconscious and rewire it.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing there is that desire, though,
Yes.
I think it's one of the things that with my clients that I work with, an example, and by the way, I'm a business coach, okay? But what's interesting is in my business coaching, every one of my clients, our first few sessions is all up in their head, all of it. And those stories that we tell ourselves completely shape how we handle every relationship, every situation. In some cases, it's like, well, people at work don't like me, or they think that I'm a hard leader, but I'm really a nice person. They don't actually perceive you like that at all, right? But like the story that we tell, because they don't laugh at every one of your jokes, because maybe they are a little intimidated, but it's an intimidation of respect. And like, but it's our perception of how people kind of look at us completely shapes our style, but that's all driven by the stories that sit so far inside of us, right? And so you aren't aware of those unconscious stories and hooks that live inside. So just to finish beating that burr kind of analogy to death here. If anyone's ever had those burrs on you and they get into your socks, you could wash those socks two, three times and you're wearing it one time and you're like, what the heck is scratching my leg? And
How
then
is
you
it
look down
still
and there's a
here?
little hook still sitting in there, right? Like, so
Totally.
you've done the work, you've tried to clean it out, you've picked off what you can, and yet there's still something there scratching away at you, right? So you have to, I guess, have some kind of awareness that it exists, and you have to have the desire
Yes.
to get into it.
Absolutely.
And I would encourage anyone, if you feel like you have done that work on a surface level, and you do feel like there's something else going on inside, that you do find a trusted partner to work with on this, because it is amazing that once you start peeling those layers back, so we start like I'm all about analogies, okay? A very visual person. So you think of like an onion, there's the hard outside. Well, that's pretty easy. Everyone knows you got to peel that off, right? But if you were to actually go layer by layer, like there's a lot of layers to it.
Yeah.
And when you pull them off, like they're just coming off kind of one at a time. And so the same as your story, like you can pull the outside parts of it off yourself, but oftentimes you need some level of guidance, I think, to get at those deeper ones, because there are these like protections around you that prevent you from getting there. And that's the part that I became very, again, consciously aware of in the last probably year or so, of like, okay, why can't I, right? Why can't I see this thing? I'm aware it's there. Why can't I see it? And so that's when you start to seek out help to the people who are the experts to help guide you into that space and teach you how to get into those spots.
And yeah, that's what we teach the onion model in our training academy.
Amazing. See,
Literally.
unprompted though, everyone. Just so you know, completely unprompted
You
and
didn't know that
unscripted.
because you haven't done the training yet.
None. Yeah.
And we teach that we blow it up from the center because it's so much faster, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to the root of what's going on and let's get rid of it. Because we can when we understand how to work with the unconscious mind. So I love that, just through your journey, you've come to all of this awareness for yourself and knowing where you need to go next levels in your own growth, etc. I would love for you just to share on your thoughts around why personal awareness and healing makes for strong leaders.
Yeah, good question. It's listen, I've worked with all kinds of leaders. I've worked with, and let's be clear, I always establish this whenever I talk about leadership. There are managers and there are leaders, and they are completely different things, right? So
Yes.
if you're thinking of your manager at work, that does not necessarily mean it's your leader, okay? Leaders show up every single day and they choose to take on that role. Sometimes it's given to them, but leaders are really kind of selected by the people they lead. They're not just given a title, okay? So I'm talking about true leaders. Now, I've met leaders who have led with force. They kind of just take it, and often that's the loudest person in the room. And there's points you just choose to not argue with them, right? They need to be right all the time. They need to be heard, and they're going to do what they want to do anyway. So just might as well get out of their way. You might predict they're going to fail because you've seen it happen, and you're like, just let it happen. Once it happens, I'll pick it up. And then you have the leaders who truly lead out of a place of abundance, a place of wanting to see the people who follow them succeed. And I think that, and of actual caring for those people as well. And I think that those leaders, whether they've again consciously done that work or not, those are the ones that are very grounded in themselves. They don't need to make themselves look better than those that they lead. In fact, They want those that they lead to look better than them. And they also recognize that by doing that, it actually makes them look pretty good too, right? Like if you're a leader and you have a whole bunch of high performers working with you and under you and they keep getting promoted, guess what? That just naturally makes you look good, right? But you can tell those people. And so most often when I see those leaders that kind of take by force, the reason that they're doing that is you can see it. From a mile away, the insecurities that exist. These are the people that jump sometimes from department to department or company to company. It's because, like, in the beginning, they can get there and it's like, wow, look at this person achieve. But then they lose the trust of everyone and they lose the followership of everyone. And so they move on to the next place. And so I think it's incredibly important that if you are in that position of leadership, that's something that calls to you. That you take that time and you actually understand yourself more so you can see when people are triggering you, why is it triggering you? Because it's never them, right? It's always
Right.
us.
Yes.
It's always us.
Yes.
So why is it their behavior triggers you? Why is it that when someone calls you out in a meeting that you choose that you have to blow your top and go after them? So they're not agreeing with you, they're conceding to you. And it's not really leadership, right? So I think it's incredibly important that people become self-aware, they become conscious of the fact that they do this to people and how people actually look at them and like use that as a guiding measure to be like, hey, like that self-reflection point, right? Like what do I need to do to show up differently so that I can get the most out of the people that I work with, so I can be a good leader that people want to be a part of.
Yeah, I love that. And you bringing up triggers is interesting too, because we talk about triggers in our training all the time. And in today's world, most people are wanting to avoid the triggers, just avoid the trigger. Make sure if I do this so that trigger doesn't happen, then I'll be okay. And, push away it. Don't talk to me now, talk to the hand. In our work, we recognize that the trigger is the unconscious mind saying, you are now ready to heal this, which is literally what you're talking about. Is go inside and start to understand who you are, why it's triggering you, and take that next step to heal it. Because once you heal it, then it will no longer be a trigger. And instead of avoiding it and then always having to spend the rest of your life avoiding it and on eggshells at times, it's the healing that allows that trigger to go away. And the trigger will only ever come up when your unconscious mind knows that you are actually ready and in a place of safety and able to heal it. And so we invite people to celebrate the triggers and go, oh, yay, I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to heal. I'm ready to learn some more here in this life. So, yes, I love that you brought that up just to have that conversation around it, is we don't need to be avoiding triggers. And anytime we're in avoidance, we're not growing. And we're here in this life to grow.
And one of the things, and I'd love to get your perspective on this, because one of the things that I find is that our triggers are often actually just this reflection of the things that we actually dislike about ourselves the most, right? And so there are these, again, those stories that we've been told that have been created in our minds, and they're the parts that make us feel the most uneasy or at dis-ease, right?
Right.
With it. And so you have to ask yourself, if someone is showing you a behavior that's triggering you, why? Why is it triggering you? Because most likely, guess what? That's how you're probably showing up for other people.
Exactly.
And that's why I don't know how far I'm going to use the word pisses you off on this, but like that's why you get pissed off by it, right? Is because this person is showing up in front of you and they're actually showing you this reflection of yourself that you don't like. And it just sets something off in your brain that you're like, wait a minute, no, this isn't safe. I don't like this. And it's because it's that thing that you don't like about yourself. Because it's a lot of times those behaviors come from, again, people in our past that set those behaviors in us, but we have resentment toward those people or those actions. And so then when it comes up in us, we dislike it about ourselves, but we're not necessarily aware of that. Again, this is where that work becomes so important. So I
Exactly.
encourage you, if you haven't done a lot of this work yet, is to next time you're in one of those situations, whether it's with family, friends, coworkers, someone at the grocery store who bumped into your cart, like whatever it is, and something comes up in that behavior that sets you off, I want you to just pause for a second and actually think about that. Okay, why is this setting me off? And really think about it. Because that's usually what it is. And so I think that's where that piece is so important to recognize when someone is triggering you, to always take that moment of reflection and understand why, and get into like, is this me? And be honest with yourself. Is this how I show up for other people? Because I'm willing to bet a majority of the time, if you're really honest with yourself, it is. I've learned this with my kids. Like sometimes my kids trigger me and I get fired up and I sit and I think about it later and I'm like, I do that to them.
Right.
Right. And I think that's part of what frustrates me about it is that, like, that's the thing, that's what makes me mad is that I recognize the behavior that I don't like, but I
Yeah.
do it to them. And so then when they do it back to me, I'm like, why are you doing this? But I can't say anything because I'm like, I'm a hypocrite. I'm doing it to them. So, yeah,
Exactly.
I'd really encourage you to take a
Reflecting
look
that
at
back.
those triggers back at yourself.
Exactly. And to also look at the triggers as an opportunity to heal and grow versus
Absolutely.
something that needs to be avoided. And when
Absolutely.
you
Lean
shift
into
that
it.
mindset around it, then taking a look at the triggers feels much better than if you're in a mindset of you need to avoid it and then you're being asked to look at it.
Absolutely.
So a couple of other things that you've said there, we're just talking about leadership. Since coming back from Azores, I read John Maxwell's Five Levels of
Great
Leadership.
books. Great
Amazing
books, yeah.
book. So, and I also read one, Leadership in a Divided World, which came out much more recently, and I really enjoyed that one as well. So if you're listening to this and you're someone who wants to work on your own leadership skills, I highly recommend those books. And I've experienced exactly what you were talking about, that person that, comes in and bounces around. And I've worked for that boss who had a chip on both shoulders and took everybody else's work for her own, pushed everybody else down in order to lift herself up. And it's not fun. It's not fun. However, in that moment, I was gifted by my sister and told to read the book, The Mindset by Carol Dweck. And in reading that book,
Yep, got that one too.
gave me so much understanding of what was going on and why she was like she was, so that I could make a choice. Do I want to keep working for this person or do I want to leave? And having the understanding of why she was the way she was, and I was halfway across the country working in a home office, right? My exposure was very limited. I chose to stay in the job that I loved and have very limited exposure with greater empathy and understanding of why she was the way she was. And to be honest, part of me was feeling a little bit of pity for her because, we, all of the employees could see how she was, and she couldn't see how she was herself, right? Coming back to our whole conversation around, we reflect back on people, and unless we take the time to reflect for ourselves as to how we're showing up, we don't know how we're showing up. And she certainly didn't know how she was showing up. And in the end, I was let go from that job anyway, so I have no further contact, etc. It's just interesting time in our life. All of us have been and worked with different leaders, and she wasn't a leader. She was my boss. She wasn't a leader.
Yeah, there's a massive difference in it. And there's something you said there, and just around the empathy part of it, that like if we think of us achieving these kind of levels of enlightenment, let's call it, empathy is one of the ones it's actually pretty high up there to me. And that ability to look at someone's situation and when they are setting you off, and I'm saying in the moment, right? In the exact moment that someone says something to you, of course, we're going to want to protect ourselves. And so you can feel that anger, that frustration. But when you really sit back and think about it, to have that empathy and be like, man, I can't imagine what it must be like for her to have to live like that all the time, just like angry and on edge and so self-conscious about the way that people perceive her, that she thinks that she has to show up this way, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If you specifically think about a female leader in a company, like a lot of times some women, and I've worked around some amazing, amazing female leaders, and even with them, you can see that like they've had to do this thing where like they have to put on this like kind of hard exterior at certain points.
Right.
And for some of them, it's totally natural. It's exactly who they are, and that's perfectly fine. You can tell that some feel uncomfortable in that. And so you can imagine that empathy for someone who's being like, I can't imagine what it must be like for her to have to show up like this every single day, right? How exhausting that must be. for her,
Exactly.
whether she's aware of it or not. And that empathy for people when they actually do these things to you, that is an elevated level, I think, of enlightenment, to be able to have that control to feel for that other individual, as opposed to just directing anger at them and wasting that energy on them.
Yeah, and it was that through that book that I was able to do that, right? So again, I stepped into my own personal growth in that scenario in order to see it differently. And that's what all of this is all about at the end of the day, right? We're all humans here put on this planet to never stop learning, be of service, find our mission, our passion, and fulfill all of that. And so whenever we're coming up against something where we're feeling like we're hitting our limits, going back to the very beginning of this conversation, it's recognizing, okay, again, this is an opportunity to grow.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know that you also love helping people lean into their purpose. Let's talk about that since it's one of the three reasons we're here on this planet.
Oh, again, so this is something that took me a long time to really actually be comfortable with for myself. But it's weird because going back, I mean, my kids are 20 and 17 right now, as we record this, but from when they were really, really little, and they would talk about these different things they wanted to do, I would always tell them, like, it doesn't matter what you do, as long as two things. One, you're passionate about it, right? It makes you happy. The other thing I gave them was just be a good human being, right? So, like, whatever it is, be a good human being and just love what you do. And yet I was living this life. I was, existing in these roles that I was doing for other people because I was making, a lot of money for the family, or because people depended on me, or because I wanted to achieve some level of success, but none of them really meant anything to me.
Right.
But I mean, I never went to college or university. Well, I went to college, but I didn't go to university or anything like that. And that was even this other belief that I put in my head of like how I was less than in the corporate world by not having my MBA. And again, stories, 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 stories. And so I was always in this pursuit of success and of titles and of just, even though I told myself I don't care about a title, but I definitely cared about the title when it came. And was like this thing just switched in me. And actually, it's when I became a real estate investor and I really started to work on my mindset. And actually, that book is one of the ones that definitely helped me, the mindset one. And understanding that fulfillment is far more important
Yes.
than any kind of title. And when I say financial success, humor me for a second, because I genuinely believe, and this is what I always told my kids, which is why I started off with that, if you do what you're passionate about, the money will come. Right? Because if you truly get up to, you get to get up every single day and get out there and love what you do, you're in a place where you don't need a vacation from it because this is just your life and you just love doing it. The money comes. I promise you, the money comes abundantly when you hit that point. And I could teach my kids this, and yet I couldn't kind of take my own medicine. And it wasn't until recently that I really started to understand what my purpose was, what my gift was, and to just embrace it and to actually just saying it to other people and not worry about what the perception was of the title that I might have or the success that I might have. I just want to feel fulfilled every single day. And once I put myself on that path, I can tell you it's beautiful. It is genuinely beautiful. I wake up every single day with a smile on my face. I journal. And while I'm writing my journal, like I only write three things I'm grateful for each day. That's how I start my day. And then at the end of the day, I write a few more things that happened during that day that actually I was really grateful for. But there's points when I'm writing my gratitudes in the morning and I'm like, man, I could probably use a whole other page for this. And it's just because you get to wake up every single day and live this life of passion, that you get to be exactly who you're meant to be and who you want to be every single day. You're not playing a character. You just get to be you. And that's an amazing feeling. Absolutely amazing feeling.
It is an amazing feeling because there's no wasted energy that goes into having to put up a persona and show up as someone else. And when you get to live as who you are, you will attract in all the right people that love you as who you are.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And
And that
that's.
attraction piece is the biggest thing. Like everyone, I've had clients who've come to me and have said, "Oh, I'm worried about what people will think of me. What if I say that? I'm worried about what someone will think of me. What if clients don't like it?" I'm like, "Who cares? Who cares? Like, you need to be you and attract the people that are meant to work with you. That's it. And trust me, if you do that, they won't stop coming because they're gonna be like, that's she's 100% my person. And I need to work with her."
And it weeds out the people that you're not going to work well with anyway.
Yeah, that would drain your energy.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, getting to just wake up every day and not have to put on a mask, not have to play a character, right? Just to be your authentic self every single day. It is the most freeing thing that you can experience, I think, in your life.
And let's just dive a little deeper into that because I know your journey and you were in the corporate world, et cetera. And there's probably people listening that, they're in that corporate job and they're there because it pays the bills and it gives them a health plan and it supports the family, and yet it sucks their soul.
Yeah.
And so it's like the golden handcuffs, right? And I get it. It's scary to give that up. However, I would love for you to just share the, you've talked about it, but to share your journey of giving that up and moving to where you're at, to n this place now where you get to wake up every day feeling fulfilled.
Listen, I worked for an incredible employer in terms of corporate experience. Okay. So as far as like corporate employers go, great company. On the surface, but its highest performers, it had a heck of a time holding on to them. And the reason why is because internally, we talked before that leadership wasn't great. And we would sit there like Groundhog Day doing the same nonsense every single day. That was getting us nowhere. But we got by because we were a massive company. And so by name, people just came to us because they're like, well, by the brand alone, you must be worth working with. And we're like, well, maybe. But so I went in, and again, my real estate journey is actually what kicked off my kind of work into my mindset and just seeing the world completely differently and starting to really, I mean, I shouldn't say started my mindset journey because I was always in it, but really, really drove me into this and really opened me up. I would have laughed before at someone journaling. Like, I literally would have laughed at people and been like, okay. And yet, I've written my own journal. Like, I've created my own
You
daily
have,
journal
yes.
that you can go and buy and like write your gratitudes and plan your habits that you need to be successful. And like, that's how far into it I am now. And so when that shift started to happen, I started going into work and I was like, I can't do this. Like, I can't sit in these meetings. We're sitting in literally a $10,000 meeting in terms of what you're paying the people to be in here to discuss a $500 problem. And I can't believe that we're wasting our time and our energy and our brains on these things. Like, this is ridiculous. And so I became unemployable during that time. And so I went in every single day for a year being like, I wish they would just fire me. Because then I could at least get my severance package and it would be
Right.
my runway to kind of go and start my own thing and really dive into my own life, my own business. And every day. And then one day they pulled me in and like, hey, listen, we're going a different direction. Unfortunately, you're not part of that. I was mad for like 5 minutes because, of course, your ego kicks in. I was like, this is amazing. And I walked out of that office like happy as could be. Like they were like, they actually gave me some time. They gave me a couple of weeks to, decide what I wanted the narrative to be on my way out because they did respect me and whatnot. And I would just walk around people and was like, this is amazing. I just got fired. And they're like, what? Why are you happy with this? I'm like, because I'm so excited. Like this is, I get to go and do all this stuff and I'm finally free of this place. And so that journey for me actually like happened over a long period of time because I made the decision to go well before I left. The only regret that I have is that I didn't, there's two things actually. One is that I didn't do it sooner. And two is that I actually, and for all you business folk out there or someone who's looking to get into business for yourself and you're in that situation, start building your business before the whole quiet quitting thing, like while you're in the middle of it, start building your business then. Don't wait till you're gone to start because you can take advantage of that kind of runway to really hit full speed when you go. It's the only two things. But man, what an amazing experience. And I was a little like, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do when I first left. I had a plan and I threw that plan out. And, but it, that time freedom that it gave me and that taking those golden handcuffs off of just, you know what, you're going to figure it out and leaning into the belief and leaning into the faith that I'm not going to let myself fail. My brain's just not going to let me. A couple points along the early part of the journey, I didn't look for jobs, But I'd catch myself clicking on LinkedIn and like looking at the jobs tab and being like, just if I ever change my mind, does anything kind of catch my eye here? Maybe I should say something and then be like, no, almost like slap my own hand, right? Like, no, don't do that. And then I just kind of kept pushing through and pursuing and now, I'm a year and a half kind of into that. And now I'm like, I actually thought about this the other day. I'm like, I can't even imagine going back and working a job anymore. Like, I can't imagine having to sit in that environment where these people are maybe happy to a degree, but in the bigger scheme, in the grander scheme of things, like actually miserable.
Right.
Because they have no idea what's going to happen from one day to the next. We were always on the verge of getting bought by somebody else because, again, it's a good company, right? Like, and so you don't know what's going to come. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to come. And so being able to just lean into your purest existence, your greatest passion, and you have full control over your future, your income, how you live every single day, I'll tell you, like, that is a drug that I will gladly take. And I will gladly distribute to whoever is willing to take it with me. So.
And I love how you've shared that. And it just ties in beautifully to another conversation that I know you enjoy having. And that is about being brave enough to self-discover and grow. Because that's the process that you then go through. Or if you're planning ahead, you can start sooner so that it's not all, wait till the day that I leave my job and then start. You can start sooner. And when you step into that, it allows you to start to open up to opportunities that you had no idea were there before when you were just looking through the tunnel vision of the golden handcuffs.
Yeah, and listen, I'm by no means am I encouraging people or telling people that they have to leave their job
No.
to find that happiness, right? And I don't think you're suggesting that
I'm not
either.
either. However,
Yeah,
if
like
you're unhappy and it's sucking your
of
soul, it's
course.
definitely time to now start
Correct.
getting brave enough to self-discover and grow to figure out what is your purpose in this lifetime?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess where I was going with that is that like you can be in this. We'll call it corporate existence or whatever it is that you're doing, and still be on that path of self-discovery, right?
Yes.
It still means that you get to show up as the best partner for your partner at home, the best parent if you're a parent, the best friend, the family member, son, daughter, whatever that is. You still get to show up as that best version of yourself, and whatever it is that you're doing to, earn your income. Whether it's working for yourself or working in a corporation, because again, maybe you work in a company that you absolutely love and you love your team and you do have that excitement every single day you get up and you're like, I love what I do. I'm so excited. I have a cousin who was working for like a company that literally sells toys and video games. And she was like, this is the coolest job ever, right? And it is, it's a
It
cool
sounds
job.
like it. Who wouldn't
Yeah.
want
And
to? Yeah.
she genuinely loved the people that she worked with and everything that was kind of going through that. And so that journey of reflection and that really leaning into your purpose doesn't mean you have to leave your job or anything. It just means that you get to show up as that best version of yourself. And I think that what you'll find is someone said this to me actually once it's such a powerful statement that I love it. It's like your healing heals others.
Yes.
And so when you get to lean into your true purpose, right, when you really get to lean into your true identity and you do that work of self-discovery and you do it for this the beautiful reasons of getting to be that free version of yourself, that fulfilled version of yourself, that grounded fulfillment that you have, that grounded version of yourself that gets to wake up every day and just smile and be happy, guess what? It's infectious. It goes around to everyone around you, your family, your friends, your coworkers, like everyone just feeds off that. That's actually what builds a good leader. Right? That's what builds the best leaders, is that person who just feels so happy and safe in who they are that they get to make space for everyone else.
Right.
And
Yeah.
I wish, that's the only thing is, I wish that although I was very consciously aware of this work that I wanted to do, I wish that I had some guidance earlier in my life to help put me onto this path
Right.
of that deeper awareness.
Yeah.
Because had I had that, man, I don't even know where I'd be today. Because the growth is exponential, right? And so I think the earlier you get this path, so as an example, I talk about this to my kids all the time, and they begrudgingly kind of listen, right? And I told my daughter the other day, I'm like, listen, I know some of this stuff you probably want to roll your eyes at. And some of it you probably want to roll your eyes at it because you think that this isn't how I show up. Maybe it is not how I used to show up, but it's because it's taken me this long, 45 years old. It's taken me over 40 years to kind of get to where I am and understand this. And all I'm trying to do is make you aware of it now so that you have a head start. Because me moving forward is this different version than I was before. And I just want you to have that head start where you can start in your 20s. Because honestly, what you're going to achieve in life is so limitless if you know these things early.
Exactly.
So.
That's beautiful that you're sharing it with them. And, we were raised in a different era with parents of different cultures, different backgrounds who, come through wars as young children and et
Absolutely.
cetera. So just the whole mindset was so different, so
They didn't
different.
know. They didn't have the tools that we do,
Exactly.
right?
Exactly. And we do now. And so it's so wonderful to be able to share them
Yeah.
with our own kids, with our youth, and through podcasts and get this message out to the world to let people know that you can and are absolutely limitless when you
Absolutely.
choose to do your own personal growth and get rid of the burrs, some of them,
Yeah.
through working through with the unconscious mind and releasing it all, and that we can rewire the stories in our mind so that they
It is
can
a choice.
serve us where we're going rather than holding us back anchored to where we've been. And at when those stories were created, they served us in that moment because the unconscious
Yes.
mind is always serving us.
Yes.
However, our inner 5-year-old is not equipped to run our adult life. And so that's where we run into problems. So this work is so powerful. So thank you for coming on the show, sharing your story and where you're at. And we're going to dive into a little bit more how you help others and an offer that you have. However, first, I always love to ask every guest that comes on the show, what does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
I mean, I think it's kind of what we were just talking about, right? Like is if I could go back to this just earlier version of myself, if someone could pull me aside in my teens, my early 20s, and really give me that belief of like leaning into who I am and who my power or what my power is, and truly seeing that limitless, future, I think we all need someone like this. So the earlier you get exposed to that, right? So the don't wait part is just don't wait. Don't wait. Like and don't wait might be like maybe you feel like it's, hey, it's later on in my life. You're like me, you're in your 40s, maybe you're in your 50s, maybe you're in your 70s, 90s, doesn't matter. But can you pass it on to someone else so that they don't have to wait? Right? To hit that point of understanding limitless. Like we were born. And this is one thing, the funny things I think is like when kids are little, they're invincible. They believe everything is possible. What do you want to be when you grow up? A
Absolutely.
dump truck. Like you have to tell this kid they can't be a dump truck when they grow up, right? Like, I mean, be a dump truck if you want, right? Like, but we spend so much time in the beginning telling kids they can't do things. Why kids are getting hurt all the time? Because they don't have this concept of like, I can't. They're taught that over time.
Yes.
And so wouldn't it be great if you could intervene in that early on and be like, hey, don't hurt yourself, but you absolutely can. Go be a dump truck. Go
Right.
be whatever you got to be, right?
Yeah, just do it
And,
safely.
well, I'm sorry.
Just do it safely. Put
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't hurt yourself,
safety
but
procedures in
don't put
place.
these limits on yourself and just go
Yes.
and do it. So I think that's what don't wait for it means to me is just start as early as you can and really just lean into your love and your power and whatever that is, and embrace who you are, and who cares what anyone thinks about it? That's the best advice I could ever give to anyone who's younger.
I love that. I love that advice. And I have a classic story from one of our students, actually, who is in her 40s. And she, through an exercise that we did, she realized nobody else is paying attention to you anyway. And she learned this because we had an exercise and she was going to a concert. And this exercise was it was a piece of cardboard where you wrote all the things you love about yourself and you want to hold on to on one side and all the things you want to let go of on the other side. And She had to take that with her 24/7 for the duration of the training, which included if you're planning to go to a concert tonight, it's got to go with you, right?
Wow.
So
Okay.
she attached it to her, there was a string and she attached it to her back and headed out to the concert feeling very self-conscious. Like, what are all these people going to think of the fact that I have this piece of cardboard with all these words on it? And on the front side, the things that she loved, she put money, and she didn't want that to show outwardly because she thought other people would think badly of her. So again, story around money, right? However, when we teach, it's like let money be the symbol of the service you offer in the world. The
Absolutely.
more money you make, the more you can give back. However, she hid that side. So she had all the things she didn't like showing and went out waiting for people to ask her about it all night long and get annoyed. And that was kind of the story that she was playing. She went to the concert, had a fabulous time, got home, and reported into class the next day that not one person had asked her about the sign hanging off her back. And that was her aha. It's like, oh my God, they're all so busy focusing on their own lives. They didn't notice. They simply didn't notice. And so, to your point, is be your authentic self. You don't have to be anyone else. Your best version of you is your authentic self. That's what's going to attract the people to you as clients, as friends and relationships, etc., etc. When you're trying to be somebody else because you care what someone else thinks about you, they're not even noticing because they're in their own world. And so we don't need to worry about what other people think about us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you're so right. And I love that story. I love that story because, yeah, I mean, people are just going to the concert to have fun. And even if someone looked at it, they probably would have been like, I wonder what that means. And they literally just moved on with their life. Like, they never would have
Exactly.
thought about it again. It's not like the next day they're like, I wonder what that chick's sign meant. Like, they just went on. They would have just told everyone about the
The
time they had at the
concert,
concert,
yeah.
right? And so it's such a good lesson to learn is that, yeah, people just. It's not they don't care, but like you're one of the examples that I use for some of my clients. I had one who's like super into video games, and for those of you who play video games, an NPC is a non-playable character. If you ever played a video game, they're just the kind of the characters wandering around in the background. You can't interact with
Can't
them. You
control them
can't
or anything.
talk to them. You can't do anything. They're just there.
Right.
They're background filler, right? Or like background actors in a movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there are main characters in your life, there are like kind of supporting roles in your life, and then there are just these NPCs or these background actors.
Right.
And guess what? To a majority of people that
Yes.
are on this planet, you're a background actor. You're an
Yes.
NPC. You
Yes.
don't even exist in their world. You're just filler in the background.
Yes.
And so the things that you do don't matter to them. They don't. And
Right.
it's such a beautiful kind of freeing thing to understand. I love that story so
Totally.
much.
Totally. It's a great story. So you have a wonderful free gift that you're offering to the audience. If you would like to share what that is, please.
Yeah, no, I again, it was such a tough time for me, I think, to really dive into just going to business for myself. And so what I discovered was my experience in the corporate world, I wanted to be able to use that to help others. And that's where I started to feel this massive fulfillment, right? Where I can take that experience that I have and help others who are going to business for themselves, who start a business for themselves, maybe have a small business, maybe work for yourself, and really help them succeed. Get unstuck in their business. And so I would love anyone who's listening, if you want to book a free discovery call with me just to kind of figure out where you're at in your business, we can kind of take a look at where you're at right now and maybe some things that you can make changes to help unlock you, especially if you're feeling frustrated and trapped and like you might not be able to survive this. So I'll share a link here where people can go and kind of pop their info in and book a call with me to do that. So I would love to be able to help people out in your audience.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That is a very generous gift because, of course, going from the corporate world to the entrepreneurial world, it is different. Having done it
Scary.
myself, it is very different. And so, having someone that can guide you along that journey will speed it up. There will be less pitfalls and the process will be more enjoyable for you. So, I highly
Absolutely.
recommend you give Fernando a call. And are there any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience before we wrap this episode?
I mean, this is not a shameless plug for you at all. I think the reason that we're even connected on this is I believe so deeply in the work that you guys do. With
Thank you.
Amplify, and the other work that you do as well, by the way, with Girls Matter and whatnot. But For anyone who, like we said at the beginning of this, is kind of starting to feel like they're hitting those upper limits of what they can do on their own, what they can consciously kind of work their way through, and they know there's still something underneath scratching at that surface of like, there's a reason that I'm behaving this way, and I have no idea what it is. And I've tried and I've tried and I've tried and I can't figure it out. Please, just lean into that work. I would encourage them to look at what you do because I love what you guys do. I believe in it so deeply.
Thank you
And I
so
love
much.
the impact that you're trying to create and the changes you're trying to make in this world. So I respect you guys. I appreciate you guys so much, and I love you for the work that you are doing.
Well, thank you very much, Fernando. And it's been wonderful to have you on the show. Love how you are choosing to walk your own path and fulfill your purpose and helping so many others in this process. Because
Thank you. I appreciate
in the
that.
short time that you have gone into the entrepreneurial world, you have had wonderful success. So thank you for choosing that path for you and for celebrating being fired. So
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
awesome.
Absolutely. Best thing ever.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
And thank you to the audience for tuning in each and every week, for being interested in learning about your health, your mindset, and just growth in general. And if you know someone that needs to listen to this podcast, please share it with them. Thank you very much. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.